B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Josie's on a vacation far away. Current and talking over. So many things that I want to say. You know I like my girls a little bit older. I just want to use your love tonight.
Right,
Zolak and Bertrand.
Still here, baby. Still here. Get these at the Pro Shop.
Where's the same? Where'd you get that from?
Pro Shop.
Yeah?
Yep.
You didn't buy that.
No.
No, of course. That's nice.
Selling hotcakes. Let's stand out right there. Check it out.
Oh.
You get this. All your different sizes. Nice little thick strings like Hardy's hoodies.
And now he's doing commercials for the Pro Shop.
Yep. Pat's Pro Shop.
They got any new hats in there?
Oh, they got all kind of new hats. Ooh. Nice hats.
Super Bowl
championship hats.
Fitted. Yeah.
Yep.
I think they gave Hardy a t-shirt or something for going on that bus ride.
No, I got that nice...
He got headphones.
No, I got that nice hoodie I was wearing yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
He couldn't eat for like 3 days, but...
Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
At what point in that trip on that bus did you realize you had no food whatsoever?
We had granola bars,
oh.
Chex Mix.
Yay.
The Trailblazers had more on the elevator.
They probably did. Let's get to Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
With Jimmy Kimmel.
I'm tired of talking about
this.
This is so...
I mean, you're tired of talking about it. You love talking about it.
I'm tired of talking about it. I told you I went back and I watched that video that they put
25 off. Times you said you watched it.
You guys are way more excited about this story than anybody else. It's so funny.
Because it's real, Jim.
You guys are nerding out about this.
No,
it's
not nerding out.
I think
out,
you're dead
Jim.
Wrong, but okay, Jim.
Something that totally, like, people want to know what else
you're
encompasses.
Just sucked into your sports zone.
What else encompasses?
You just think sports, sports, sports.
You know, Mark, Scott, and Rob. Like, what else do they like to do?
It's a
like,
big, big story this week.
I watched this on my couch. I pulled it up. I even Googled it. Like, show me the performance that they did at the Oscars again, because I didn't watch the Oscars.
Okay.
I can't stand the Oscars.
Well, let me tell you, those two kids.
That's steamy. Right
I don't
there.
Care that they're actors. I don't care that they can be convincing. Those two kids are in love. They are in love. You can see it in their eyes.
She's got a head as big as a watermelon, okay?
What?
Lady Gaga. She's got a massive head. Look at her compared to his date for the Oscars, his current girlfriend, okay? You tell me if he's in love with Lady Gaga when he brought her to the Oscars.
Oh, so you are just going with this superficial
HotOrNot.com
1 through 10 rating
I
to decide.
There. I stand there
what the
and
hell
take
does that have to do with
I stand there and take a... Because you're trying to prove to me that these two are in love, which are not even... No way. No, they forced that. They acted. They did a movie together.
Oh, so it's, oh he's got a hotter girlfriend around. Than her, therefore it's not possible. That seems rather shallow.
I mean, if some... Well, I mean, you're Bradley freaking Cooper. You get anybody you want. Now, the only draw...
Oh, so Lady Gaga's not good enough for him, apparently, is what you're saying.
I don't think so. No, I don't. Unless Hardy, who sort of added some things, she may be a little
again,
fun. There might
without,
be some
without
fun
knowing
in
any
her.
Of these people, it's just not possible
right, Hardy,
that he could be in love with
that?
Lady Gaga.
So with the, it was
you're,
a theory.
You're an
I was spitballing.
You're
was
an
spitballing
idiot.
Theories.
All right, here's her answer, by the way. Kimmel asked her about it the other night.
Yeah. Social media, quite
oh,
frankly,
the question?
Is the toilet of the...
Oh, never mind. Just play
social
it.
Social media is the toilet of the universe.
Social media, quite frankly, is the toilet of the internet.
Yes, it is.
It's just like... And what it has done to pop culture is just, like, abysmal. And yes, people saw love, and guess what? That's what we wanted you to see.
Yes.
You know, I mean, this is a love song. The movie, A Star is Born, it's a love story.
Thank you.
We worked so hard. We worked all week on that performance. From a performance perspective, it was so important to both of us that we were connected the entire time. I mean, look, I've had my arms wrapped around Tony Bennett for 3 years touring the world. I mean, like, when you're singing love songs, that's what you want people to feel.
Are you having an affair with Tony Bennett? Be honest.
Good job, Tony.
No. I'm an artist, and I guess we did a good job, and fooled
ya. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Ha, fooled you.
She's very defensive and very angry about the suggestion, which tells me there's something to it.
Well, it steps on the other one's toes, too. If you're going to allow your boyfriend to work in a movie with an actress and a songwriter, you know that you've got to be careful in the way you talk about it afterwards. I mean, they rolled around on the bed in a movie.
She's pissed about the suggestion that And that to me is weird because, yes, she's right. You know, social media is the toilet of the internet, all that, right?
It could be offensive to the relationship.
But, I mean, it's not like people are saying something bad. They're suggesting that there are two people that look madly in love with one another.
Okay, just to be clear, you are basing this on their performance at the Oscars.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, where they are both in Oscar-nominated movies and have Oscar-nominated performances for the song or whatever, and they are asked to perform the song from a movie that is a love story,
and
it's a love song, and they go out there and act loving to each other, and you feel that is enough.
Oh, there's something.
That is enough evidence for you to say that they are actually in love.
A little something there. Considering also the very emotional movie that they did together.
Hey, working on a movie can bring people close together.
And I'm factoring that in.
Okay, that's Jim Carrey.
With, Jim Carrey. Brangelina.
I mean, just think of all
Brangelina.
The sex men makeout scenes in the movie.
Yes. Hey,
and I mean,
Brad and Angelina, perfect example.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
People said that about Mr. and Mrs. Smith. And people said, oh, they're actors. And then look what happened.
He had a perfectly tailored tux on. It's
Thank
a black tie event. She had a nice black dress on. They dressed her up. They coiffed her hair. She looked totally normal, not like with all her makeup and outfits on. And she had a $30 million necklace. You know, a necklace is worth $30 million.
Well, she didn't buy it. It's on
the loan. No, it's rented and loan.
Okay.
But, I mean, it's going to create this chemistry or appearance of chemistry.
Oh, they've got a chemistry.
They did a great job.
You know what I think, Hardy?
She looked like she had some chemistry going on inside of her that night.
That, thank you. That just it seems like that was coming a little too easy for them.
Have you ever watched?
It's a little too easy for them to do that scene.
Have you ever watched Lady Gaga perform anything else?
Yes.
Sure, yeah.
She emotes. See, motive. That's how she does.
She's very good at performing.
Everything. She's very dramatic.
Good. Yes.
She's a, you know what? She's almost, she's a borderline Beatle, I will say it, performance artist.
Of course.
It was a performance. That's so all it was.
You don't believe
the performance is easier than other nights. And on this night, I think it just felt very natural for them, the both of them.
I'm sure they have feelings for each other.
So here's part of it.
He's not attracted.
All right, all the joking aside.
He's not attracted to her. I'm sorry.
All the joking aside, when she gets angry, I immediately think, what? Why is she pissed about this?
Because maybe she developed, with all the time they spent together, a nice little friendship.
Like, oh, that's
with
a
the
nice
girlfriend.
Suggestion, but, you know.
Well, Tom said she just broke off her engagement like a week ago.
Thank you. And you know why? Because her fiance probably was like, you're in love with Bradley Cooper.
2 weeks ago, sorry, two weeks ago.
You're in love with Bradley Cooper. Why am I still with you? I know you don't love me. You love him. That's probably what happened. But couldn't she have said, yeah, I do love him as a friend. We're really close friends. We've grown close, but no, it's not romantic. It's not a romantic relationship, but we have a very close relationship and, you know, we're very good friends. And she could have said, I'm very good friends with his fiance and we're all friends. And it's not like that. It's not what you think it is.
It's that one.
But she got very defensive.
It's the lean in. It's the
very defensive. I think it's cutting a little too close to the bone.
Head to head. Like I lean in you, we touch heads. People think we're digging each other. Like that's a thing. Like, or else they're tired. Maybe it's a long night.
Why don't you two recreate that photo?
I'll be
no
Bradley.
The song.
I'll be
Bradley. The whole Bradley performance.
Oh, we have to sing the song.
The whole performance. Yeah.
Okay. Well, there's
no.
One,
I just
there's
mic's close together. Hour. Just that photo. Can you just do that photo?
What you looking
Beatle, you
for?
Swing over to the, just right, roll your chair over to
which one am I?
You're Gaga.
I'm the Gaga.
Hold on. I'm gonna take a picture of it.
Everyone has their eyes closed in that one. I have to take my headphones off.
Just lip sync it.
Tell me something, girl. Are you lonely in this open world? Or do you need more? I can pull it off. I'm good at acting.
So tell me, that movie, you're going to watch it again if it's on TV?
Stars Born?
Yeah. Yeah, it's on. Yeah. Feels like it's one that you could watch again.
I like him. I think he was really good at it.
He was excellent.
He like I'm like, wow, he'd be really cool in a country man.
Sam Elliott was his brother. He made himself sound like Sam Elliott.
He's always good. You know? Cold water to Rockies.
It's kind of a Sean Connery yes. Sam Elliott yes. just did.
Yes.
Yeah. 617-779.
Beatle, here comes your part.
I don't know the words.
Come what?
I don't know the words.
Tell me something, boy.
Something about, isn't
sing.
It so hard being so hardcore?
Isn't that? Trying to fill that void.
No, I'm just trying to fill a void, man.
Or do you need more?
Here you go.
Ain't it
heart beating so hardcore.
I'm
action update. Check in with the guys in the desert. We'll get back to your calls next. They're in love. Just believe it.
Good times, I find myself longing for change.
Now a look at the numbers with the action update on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
This is Brent Musburger's action update for 98.5 The Sports Hub. Are you hiring? With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on candidates in an online dashboard at Indeed.com/hire. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
LeBron and the Lakers continue their desperate playoff push tonight against the team with the best record in the NBA. Giannis Antetokounmpo and the Milwaukee Bucks are 4.5-point favorites visiting L.A. Also tonight, Toronto is favored by 5, hosting Portland. Sacramento is laying 2.5, hosting the Clippers. And the Celtics are favored by 9.5 at home against Washington. Bryce Harper's decision to sign with Philadelphia has raised the Phillies' season win total here in Nevada to an over-under proposition of 89.5. For the latest odds all the time, visit VSiN.com. From Las Vegas, I'm Ron Flatter. This has been your Action Update on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
They get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Solak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
There ain't no reason you and me should be alone tonight.
Look at that chemistry. Oh.
It's
on my treadmill list right here. I love her music. This poker face. It's like Squeaky Mask.
Don't mind if I do.
How many playlists do you have? You got the pool one. You got the treadmill one.
I got treadmill one. Treadmill's like Pitbull and her. I just go back and forth. A little afro. What's that? Jack? Who's the guy that sings, I'm the man, I'm the man?
Aloe Black.
Aloe Black.
What is it called? Afro Jack?
Wait, Afro Jack. I messed that one up. Jesus. This is a good one. Boom, boom.
Born This Way? You know who's in the middle of this song? Did a solo in this song,
right,
already.
Born This Way.
Clarence Clemens on the sax in this song. I
mean. On this? He's dead.
Yeah. He recorded it before he died.
There's no sax
in
here.
There is. Let it play out, Jim. You'll hear it. Clarence Clemens from E Street. It's in there.
That seems like sax will fit here. Boom, 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 boom. There wasn't no sax in a club.
I'm almost positive this is the song. He's going to wait for it. He's got to wait for it.
Hell,
just let it play in our
hell
ear.
Of a payday for him.
Like we do.
What, he just got to go, burr, burr, burr. That's it. Done. All right. Little
617. It is. It's this song. I just looked it up. You'll get to it. It's in there. Random sax solo in this song. Take a call in the meantime. You just let that roll in the background if you don't mind.
Sure.
Brandon's in Roxbury.
Hi, Brandon.
The Celtics today. Hey, what's up, Brandon?
How you doing? Thanks for taking my phone call. So today could be a bounce-back game for the Celtics, but they have a problem, and their weakness is bashing each other on the media after their loss. You know, if it's not Marcus Morris or it's not Kyrie Irving or whoever on the team bashing each other,
yeah.
NBA teams look at that and feed on it, and they say, well,
do they?
Let's go in there and blow the doors off them. Let's get in their head because we know they hate each other. What they need to do is just sit around and have a bashing section within themselves. You know, Brad Stevens needs to talk about what he hates about the team, and all the teams just need to have
I don't session. Think that's what you're looking for, though, Brandon. Isn't that going to make it worse? Maybe players. Maybe if players air it out with each other and get past it. But you know what? I got to steal a take from Felger that I heard yesterday that I think is very honest. We've all been saying, oh, chemistry is not good. Chemistry, chemistry, chemistry. And he said, I'm not worried about their chemistry. You don't always need chemistry. What you need is character.
Mm.
You need a group that even if they don't like each other.
Put that on a sign stores at the mall.
Yeah. And you know what? I think it is?
That.
I think it's that we've all sort of continued to say chemistry when in fact what we do mean is character. In that, do they have the character to come together and win? Do they all have that competitive drive about them? Do they all have the ability to put their agendas aside?
You know, I
and that's really where the character is. Putting your own personal bullcrap, whether it's you playing for a contract, you worried about where you're going to be playing next year, worried about trades, that stuff. Do you have the character to put all that crap aside and show up and do whatever it takes to win?
Well, there's chemistry, there's character, and then there's something else. Marcus Morris speaking at practice. This is from Chris Forsberg's Twitter.
Yeah.
Pinned the blame on himself in part, and he said, bring some soul back to this blank, man.
Hey, man.
Soul. Character. That's what he's talking about.
Train! By the way, sax solo, please. Please.
What?
Ready?
Sax solo. Sounds like Kenny G. It doesn't work here. Big man. I'm waiting for like Billy and St. Elmo's Fire. Hey, let's rock. Yeah. It doesn't work.
Give me. It works great. Oh. It's awesome. A little long. A little much, though. It's still going on. It's not even done yet. There it is.
That's very nice.
I like that better.
Told you. Yeah. Bop, 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 bop. Told you.
I knew that was Clarence. Told you. Called it.
Called it.
Okay.
Called it. Need to put some soul back in this. What's the bleep?
S.
S.
Oh. H-I.
Oh. Put some soul back in this.
Yeah, T-top.
Ish. Is what he's saying.
Oh, feeling.
They're all walking around like robots, apparently.
Yeah?
That's the way they played the other
night. That's the way I took that comment.
They squeezed. That's what I said the other night. I didn't think it was an effort thing.
I thought they looked lifeless the other night.
No.
I did think effort was a problem.
He's talking about tightness.
I did.
Tightness.
I thought effort was a problem the other night.
I thought they were tight. They forced it.
That's
squeezed
a game where they had to have a response, and they didn't.
Bruins weren't tight.
And they
that's
got
how you
beat
play
on
loose.
Too many boards.
Yeah.
And they turned the ball over too many times. So I think effort was a part of a problem, part of the problem the other night. I did. And Marcus Morris's shot did not help. I'm sorry, but that just doesn't help matters.
Marcus Smarts.
What did I say? Morris?
Marcus Morris.
Sorry. Marcus Smart. With under a minute to go. Jack in the car on the Bruins and their recent success. What's up, Jack?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. First time, long time.
Thank you. What's up?
I was just wondering what your take on the lineup after Pastrnak comes back, because in the last couple games, we've clearly seen DeBrusk, Krejci, and Johansson have some potential chemistry happening. And if there's any chance that gets broken up, I'm assuming Nordstrom gets dropped out. But, I was just wondering what you think the lineup's going to look like after he comes back. Thanks.
I think it looks exactly how you just described it. That Nordstrom's the guy that drops down.
Yeah.
Or someone's going to drop out.
DeBrusk has earned his right to play.
He certainly has recently.
He's got the hot hand right now, so it's something that it's a good problem to have right now because there's no real rush to get this guy back. You know, you're not in a slump. You don't need scoring right now. You're surviving without Pastrnak. That's the best thing that's going on with this team right now is you're doing this without that guy. That's your high-end guy. He comes back, it's a shot in the arm, man. Shot in the arm for already a good team. Keep these goalies rolling.
It gives you more of a chance against teams like the Capitals or the Lightning, which, again, I will still pick against them in either of those two series. Sorry.
Well, let's get there.
Sorry.
Let's get there.
And you know what?
Fun.
I'm not sure there's much that they can do. Maybe if they sweep the remaining games with Tampa Bay, I'll start thinking a little differently about it. Maybe. Chris is in the car. Chris.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Happy Friday.
Hey, what's going on? What are you doing this Friday?
Oh, you know, living it up, partying all weekend.
Yeah, you getting your milk, getting ready for the storm.
Of course, getting that protein in, of course.
Yeah.
But, hey, I know you guys were talking about Witten and Gronkowski, and it had me thinking. So, hypothetically, you know, what if Gronkowski retires? You know, we're going to need someone to replace him. You know, I've been a huge fan of TJ Hockenson for all of his intangibles.
Yeah, he's got T-Rex arms.
He'd be a perfect fit for the offense.
Zoe's a no-go.
I'm a no-go. T-Rex arms.
He's a no-go on TJ the T-Rex.
Oompa Loompa from waist up.
Do you see anybody in this draft that could fill the void of Gronkowski?
No. I don't see – no. And my answer to that will always be no. No matter who it is, you can pick the drafts for the next decade. Is there Rob Gronkowski in this draft? No, there's not. Sorry. No. You will never sell me on a suitable Gronk replacement being a guy who's never played in the NFL. Nope. I'll always say no. And maybe I'll be proven wrong someday. Mm. But I like my odds. I like my chances. You're talking about someone in Rob Gronkowski who's one of the best to ever play the position. Yeah,
it's another guy, too. You got to go to Dwayne Allen to cut his salary down. You know?
Oh, he's got to go, man.
Does he got to go?
Too much money. Well, guys, no.
Dude, he mauls
right.
people.
He doesn't have to go, but he can't stay at the money he's
no,
at.
No, if he's going to be a roll tight end, if you're going to be the second or third roll tight end, on the back end, you got to be making under three.
Okay.
So, I mean, there's got to be some roster, not roster, but some contract adjustments there with some guys. Now, if you want to come back. I know McCourty has not been approached yet.
Have you watched any tape on this Hawkinson fella?
Yeah. What the hell's the name of the last tight end to play for the Texans came out of there? Remember, I loved him. War 87, same as
yeah,
Gronk.
Yeah, C.J. Fedorowicz.
Yeah, Fedorowicz.
But they've also had George Kittle come out of there, right. Who had set the NFL record for most yards as a tight end last year.
Fedorowicz had more of the Gronk-like physical traits.
They might have two tight ends picked in the first two rounds. Noah Fant's the other guy. They're more like the Hernandez type.
They can recruit. They can recruit some big, long tight ends.
I'll tell you, I'm watching his highlights. I haven't seen him extend for any one pass yet.
Yeah.
He's going top 15, according to all reports.
I'm sure he is. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about what Zoe's complaint is with him. Of course he's going high. Everything's caught right at the numbers or waist level on some plays.
Yep. Yep.
You're right about this.
It's that you look like a fullback.
I'm going to keep going through. I'll find one. Just, you know what? I hope like hell they draft him now.
Who was the kid
just to hear what Zoe has to say.
Who was the kid from Miami that came in here? God. He's on the team, but he's on practice squad. Little kid.
Braxton Berrios?
Yeah, Berrios.
What about him?
Remember, everybody was like, oh, it's like the next Edelman.
He might
and
be, but...
I know that, but we get into camp, and he was doing everything you said, catching everything in his belly, catching stuff off the pads. You know, Edelman, pluck, unless he's going to get hammered.
Well, it took Edelman then he years to himself. Become what he is.
I know that, but, I mean, we get enamored with the ability of a guy to catch the ball in his hands and pluck the ball, and when you... This is why they go and work out, guys. This is why you want to get... You can sit there and watch as much tape as you want. And I always remember one of these guys like Mike Holmgren. Mike Holmgren drove to Pittsburgh to work me out in the offseason. And it snowed outside. And I did it out on the turf in my 11. I'm like, what do you want me to do? I said, there's snow. So he got his foot and he uncovered snow on about 6 yards right down the hash marks. So I just want to see you take drops. I want to be able to sit here and see what your feet sound like. Are you pounding the ground? Are you gliding? Are you on your toes? He said, you can sit there and you can watch all the tape you want. You can think a guy can play. But then you get around him, and you want to hear.
Oh, good catch here.
Is the guy catching with his fingers?
There
Or is the ball hit?
Extending up and over at the back line of the end. Oh, that's a nice catch. I like that one. I'm starting to like this kid.
There you go. I'll show you Gronk highlights.
I would love it. I would just love it if he were able to get drafted by the Patriots some way, somehow. It would be so. Oh, that's the play. That's the play I just watched. That one right there, the one that's in the still shot. I just watched that play. That's the play.
Looks like a T-Rex on
his
back.
He catches that for a touchdown.
It's like this.
He catches that one for a touchdown. Ooh. I just watched that.
Yeah.
He catches it.
Maybe he would have got that Hogan ball down in Miami.
Nice.
Yeah.
This guy. Zoe can have his Gronkowski won't do it. Hernandez won't do it. Moment.
I never said that.
You can have that moment right now. TJ.
Fant won't do it. Yeah. Hawkinson won't do it.
TJ the T-Rex, he's been saying. He's got no radius.
There was a Gronkowski won't do it.
His arms are too short. Too short.
Too short. Too short arms.
TJ Hawkinson.
See, this is the problem with this type of week in these days is you overanalyze. You crunch numbers. And you ended up talking yourself into not taking a person because some certain number doesn't match up for you. As opposed to the intangibles. Does a kid have the intangibles? Can a kid play? It's one thing to sit there and watch film, but you go to the combine for 7 days and you end up talking yourself out. Okay, well, something doesn't quite look right with this hip movement here.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What's up?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Yeah. Whatever.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Rob Gronkowski won't do it.
That's all Jim could find back from the Gronkowski won't do it. Yeah. Hernandez won't do it.
Jimmy killed a foul.
I'm keeping my fingers crossed.
This is back when I had to save everything on my laptop in the old studio.
That the Patriots pull off a miracle and draft the tight end from Iowa. Therefore, Zoe will have had his moment of saying a tight end can't do it.
Rob Gronkowski won't do it.
You don't have the rest of that? No?
It might be labeled as something different.
I might have it stored away somewhere. I used to have a hard drive with all the early day Felger Maz stuff on it, but I don't know where that thing went. Maybe I got lost in the move. Like the tapes of the first year of that show, which I think were thrown in the trash by a former disgruntled employee, which I don't blame him for. So I don't know where the tapes, because that I'm going to tell you something. That show, as you know it now, was it was the wild, wild west in that first day on the air, first year on the air. Some of the things we talked about and got away talking about, yeah, we'd never do now.
Like hide the shovel.
Never. Never do now. And the tapes are long lost. 617-779-0985. All right. Kyler Murray went to the combine, got measured, got his height and his weight, and now he's leaving?
Yeah.
The hell's with this?
I don't like this. I don't. Is there a surefire number one pick right now in the draft? I don't think there is.
Nope.
You know, you look at the draft of quarterback.
By the way, I do not believe Kyler Murray will be the number one pick.
I still don't either.
Even
I
if think Arizona wants him, they're not going to take him at one.
I think they're shopping it. I do. I think they're gonna give the impression that they want him. And the reason I say this, because I sat there and watched every single quarterback throw a year ago. And that was what? The Baker Mayfield draft. But all we heard about was Sam Darnold and Josh Allen and those guys and how they worked out in California. It was with Carson Palmer's brother, and they had their private workouts, and you had Darnold through in the rain, and this was great and all. And I watch these quarterback ones because I think you can really see stuff. I watched Paxton Lynch work out, and NFL Network was going gaga over his workout. I'm like, this kid's going to suck. He throws sidearm, he's 6'7", and he lobs the ball. And he couldn't even zing it against air. And he's a bust out there in Denver. And I said, there's one guy that threw the ball and threw it the best, head and shoulders above everybody. And it was Baker Mayfield a year ago. And that guy shot up the board and went number one overall because he outthrew everybody there. You knew he could play. But then you get around NFL people and you watch how the kid handles himself. He was compact and that ball came out and it had some zip on it. You could tell the zip on his football and the tight spiral was so much better than everybody else. And the kid from it was the Giants ended up getting him, didn't they? The kid out of Richmond Spiders?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The kid who got on the drunk driving crash.
I thought those two. I thought he threw the ball second.
What was his name, Jim? The kid from Richmond? Quarterback last year that went to the Giants? Player.
Kyle Laletta?
Laletta,
yes.
Yeah, Laletta.
Yes. Job, Jim. But, I mean, like, there's buzz going to be there because of Dwayne Haskins. I don't know if he could get too big at the next level. Like Jamarcus Russell big. What I'm saying?
It wasn't a DUI. It was a disorderly charge for not listening to a police officer.
So, like, this weekend, I think, could be huge for a guy like Will Greer. I like Will Greer. I will lose my mind if the Patriots get him in the draft, like around two or three. See, I don't think they're looking at anybody at number one. And still, it's a 32nd overall pick. He just won the Super Bowl, so it's really like beginning of, technically, it's first round, but it's the beginning of the second round. You're really starting to get into second round there, right at the turn. So, and I heard this, too, with the whole, you know, they were talking about it yesterday with Josh Rosen. Would you give up the 32nd pick to go get Josh Rosen? I wouldn't do it. I don't think Rosen's tough enough to play at this level. I don't think he throws a good enough of a ball. I think he was better his sophomore year in college, and I think he regressed because he ended up getting dinged up and playing through injuries and got some bad habits. And he's sort of just a entitled, cocky type of
player. Yeah, I wouldn't trade for him.
I mean, I don't want Rosen.
And I certainly wouldn't give up a first-round pick, even though it's 32 and it's the last pick in the round.
I just thought.
Not for a team that needs an infusion of youth.
You look at Drew Locke from Missouri. Like, he's going to be there at 6'4". The kid from NC State. Jim and I watched film on this Finley kid from NC State a year ago.
I saw him play live.
Oh, what'd you think of Finley?
Terrible.
See, he's some people have him rated number two. Kyler Murray could have blown doors this weekend.
Now he's choosing
them. Kyler Murray could be like legitimately vaulted himself to number one overall pick status. Instead of, well, rumors, are they interested? well, Kingsbury recruited him. He likes him. Keim said, it's kind of their quarterback now.
He's going to throw it as his own pro day.
Just when you... when you're able to take the ball after a 6'4 kick, because everybody's been ripping the size, right? He measured over 5'10. You get to throw after Finley, who's a 6'4, 6'5, and you throw a better ball on him, and your coach is talking up there.
I just think all the guys that do this crap, you look like a prima donna. You look like a needy, egotistical kid.
You're past.
How about you just do what everyone does?
Maybe he can't throw a 207.
Maybe that's it, too.
Maybe his arms are too big.
So all of a sudden, in a matter of a month and a half, this kid's exploded and just gained all this weight.
17 pounds?
So what's the 17 pounds for? Was that something he did on purpose? Was he
wanted to weigh in? People said if he weighs in, if he comes in at 5'9", 190, there's no chance he's going
to
be taken in the first round.
So he wanted to add the extra weight just for the measurement.
He came in at 5'10", 207. And now he's not going to run because his 40 could have been in the 4'4", 4'3". Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's why then you're not getting a true representation of who he is.
And then you know what he's going to do?
So that's why I don't like it. I don't like these guys splitting up everything. No, the NFL Combine is the first week in March. Get ready for it. Be ready to go. You got to do it all there.
And you know what he's going to do, too? He's going to be at his pro day, and he's going to say, I'm not going to get on a scale, and you're not going to measure me because we did that at the combine.
That's
what I went to Indy
crap.
For. I'm here to run
you're
and throw.
You're trying to game the system. How does not everybody see through that crap?
You don't have to listen to everybody.
That's why I think it's so laughable when everyone freaks out over the measurements. Oh, now you put on 17. Who cares?
The best thing you did is you played at Oklahoma after Baker Mayfield. You saw Baker Mayfield go through this process. The best thing you have is that ally where you could pick up the phone and call him and
he's still
talk about
feet.
The process.
Still a short quarterback.
Yeah, he's short.
Do short quarterbacks on your own time.
Okay.
Not on the Patriots' time.
Yeah.
See you later. Short quarterbacks. No thanks.
Too short.
Too short. Too short! Too short!
Kyler Murray won't do it.
Jim found some archived audio of the Gronkowski won't do it.
Oh.
Again. Zo. I'm hoping they get him now. The tight end from Iowa.
Good. And you could sit
TJ,
there.
The T-Rex.
And do your 3-hour post game. How bad he is.
TJ, the T-Rex.
Yeah. Get both of them. Get TJ and get Fant. Get the receiving one, too.
Well, I'll be pissed off. Yeah. Oh, the receiving kid? DJ Metcalf?
Yeah.
No. The Iowa has two. They have like a Gronk clone and a Hernandez clone.
Or DK Metcalf.
Yeah, H-back.
Who's that? What's his name?
Fant. Noah Fant.
And you're down on him?
No. He's more of the H-back type. Like Wycheck. Yeah.
Okay. That's a 3-inch difference between those two guys.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Everybody, everybody.
You want to go on the Wayback Machine? Don't. Go back in time?
Yeah.
We have a date on this?
Is this when Maz had hair?
This is summer 2010.
Oh, my God.
Summer.
Nearly 9 years ago.
This is an inception.
Summer 2010.
Basically,
less than
a year after inception. Yeah. A year after inception.
Here we go. Felger Maz talking about the tight ends. Now, again, we play this because Zoe has said that he does not want the tight end from Iowa. We've gotten a lot of calls on this kid. We have. A lot of people have called in the last few weeks about going after the tight end from Iowa, whose name is T.J. Hockenson.
Hockenschnittle.
T.J. Hockenson. Top tight end in the draft. All right. Here's what happened the last time the Patriots drafted some tight ends.
Having guys like Gresham Zoe say, oh, you get those matchups up against linebackers, they're too fast for a linebacker, they're too big for a safety, it's mashup advantages across the field. Despite all that...
Zero package.
Zero package.
Oh,
that bugs you?
You hear it constantly, these NFL people, they're all these matchup advantages. They're faster than linebackers, they're bigger than safeties, no one can cover them. Matchup advantages. You spread them out, you get the matchup advantage. Matchup advantage. Hear it all the time, right? It doesn't work here. They've never been able to do it. Never. Never gotten the matchup advantage. Ever. Watson couldn't do it. Graham couldn't do it. Cam Cleland couldn't do it. Arthur Love couldn't do it. Jabari Holloway couldn't do it. Spencer Need couldn't do it. Dave Tuchelski couldn't do it. Jermaine Wiggins couldn't do it. Christian Fourier couldn't do it. Kyle Brady couldn't do it. They can't do it. They haven't done it. And here's a prediction. Aaron Hernandez won't do it, and Rob Gronkowski won't do it. They won't do it.
That's a great piece of audio.
And who's giggling in the background?
That's
just
me.
Loving every minute
of it. That
was
funny. That was good. Zero set. Packages.
Yeah.
Tell me that packages thing isn't funny.
Laughing right along with him. You tell him, Mike. You tell him, Mike.
Hey, Skip.
Do you know where that was? Where we
hey,
were.
Hey, Spike.
Where we were that day? We were on a remote.
I heard. It sounded real tinny.
I remember where we were. We were in the old Ace Ticket on Brookline Ave, where there, I think there's
Oh, I hated that place.
Now there's like a residence in there.
Oh.
There's like a giant hotel
you
on
couldn't
that
park
piece
anywhere.
Of land.
It was awful.
The first Ace Ticket or the second
the
Ace Ticket?
The very first Ace Ticket. Yes. It was the old shortstop convenience store that turned into Ace Ticket.
Oh, Brookline Ave.
There was a McDonald's next door. It was nice.
No. You have the wrong place. Brookline Ave.
McDonald's next door.
Heading to the movie theater.
You're talking about the one on Comm
Ave. Oh, my God. That one where... That's right. We were doing... Okay.
It was actually a cool little look. It was a giant bar. They built a bar
when,
do you remember that?
There was a bar in there, but I remember... That's right.
But, like, nobody walked by or cared or...
The closer you got to game time, people just bang on the windows and rattle the windows.
Yeah.
That's where it was.
Yeah, it was across from, like, Wahlburgers down there.
Down that area.
Yeah, that's right.
It's exactly right. Zero package.
Zero package, huh? Funny, huh?
Yeah, it is funny.
Now you talk it.
Yeah.
Adam Jones, a little Adam Jones in Felger there.
Is that who it was?
No, it sounds like a little Adam Jones now. Felger back then.
It does sound a little like Adam Jones.
They're faster than linebackers. They're bigger than safeties. No one can cover them. Matchup advantages. You spread them out and you get the matchup advantage. Matchup advantage.
Oh, it's so good. So good. The difference between Rob Gronkowski and Aaron Hernandez and the rest of them is Rob Gronkowski and Aaron Hernandez were very talented players. Much more talented than all the other guys on that list. TJ Hawkins, it could be the next guy. Could be a very
Aaron Hernandez
guy.
Won't do it, and Rob Gronkowski won't do it.
That's so funny.
Two super talented players. John and Brockton on the tight ends. John.
Hey, guys. So if we're looking at this from, you know, the tangibles of Rob Gronkowski and of what he's able to produce compared to TJ Hawkins, then you could give any other tight end in the game except Dallas Clark. No one can compare to who Rob Gronkowski's tangibles are. His height, the ability to go downfield, because now all of a sudden it seems like they're using him a lot more in the run game and he's doing really well with it. There's just no way that we can replace someone of his talent. It would have to take about four people to combine into one. If we got four tight ends, if you look at Hawkson, that other kid, Hearns from Iowa. Oh, and Beltran.
Beltran.
If you look at Wisconsin's game tape with Hawkson, he has a catch right above the safety that extends his arms crazy.
Yeah, we saw that's the one we saw.
Wasn't it an amazing catch?
Great catch. Right in the back of the end zone, right on the back line. It was great.
For his versatility and his speed, he has the speed of Kelsey and the height he has the height of Escobar from the Cowboys, but he is nowhere near able to be replaceable from Rob Gronkowski.
Escobar.
And the ever.
You know what? I got to ask one more question.
Cowboys have Escobar and Sosa.
Where does Dallas Clark fit into all of this?
Yeah. Where'd that one come from?
So Dallas Clark's end zone mobility and his ability to be a run blocker and then go up for a pass and have that kind of play action that Gronk has. That's why his hands were all messed up, because he would shove and then go out. And he would break his fingers from how hard he would shiv people.
Okay. I didn't know that he broke his fingers.
Just snapping them like twigs.
It's funny when you talk about Gronkowski.
I didn't know that Dallas Clark had an issue breaking his fingers all the time.
Gronkowski and his greatness and replaceability in this. Usually the Dallas Clark comment really doesn't flow.
But John hits it on the head. Don't tell me you're replacing Rob Gronkowski with a draft pick ever. Don't insult Rob Gronkowski's talent.
His
got elements of so many other great tight ends. He's got the everyman likability of Scott Chandler. He's got the exotic name like
I wasn't expecting to hear Dallas Clark's name in there.
No.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.